My name is Kerry Whaitere. I'm the Matapōpere project lead for Tauranga. My role is to work between the Matapōpere trustees and the project teams and bring forward those traditions, the values, the aspirations of mana whenua. These things are really important for embedding our kind of understanding of who we are and how we relate to the various generations through time, but also how we relate to the world around us and this place in particular. We're standing on the north side of Tauranga. It's actually the sunny side, so it catches sunlight during the day. The outside of the building has a golden, what they call a veil, and it's a sort of articulated folded metal cladding. The idea was that would reflect the hills and the surrounding landscape. Over the course of the day, because it's a metallic gold, it actually changes quite considerably. It can be quite striking at different times of the day and quite mesmerising. In the evening, when the sun's going down, it just turns this amazing glowing orange colour. So that responsiveness to the elements was actually really important too. Being able to read signs, read the weather, and being alert to that is actually a very important part of kind of knowledge systems too. From this angle, we can see up on the top floor there's the north facing garden, so it's a cutout that's on the top floor. So that's facing towards Tauranga Nui a Kiwa, so towards Gisborne. One of the walls of that sort of conceptually points towards Hawaiki, and from the top floor there, if you're looking out across the plains, you're actually looking straight towards Maungatere, which is the maunga for Ngai Tua Huriri. It's one of my favourite spots in the library. It just frames it so beautifully. You can actually see through on that second floor, you see through to the other side to Whitirea Cathedral Square. The relationship between this building and the square was actually important. We can see, like, above the door, there's the name Tauranga in big letters. The library team were quite specific that they wanted to privilege te reo Māori as well as they could, and so there was a decision to stick with Tauranga alone as a name. What this building was really about was about whakapapa and about those connections, not only in terms of this wider landscape here, but across time, back to Tauranga Nui a Kiwa up around the Gisborne area and those tribal connections up there, but also back to the Pacific as well and Hawaiki and the place that Pākehā came from.